Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. Sorry we were having a little technical difficulty in getting our next guest on the phone, but we've done it. Thank you, crew, for making it happen and working hard to do it. I appreciate it. The 95th anniversary Woodstock Library Fair is going to be held on Saturday. That's July 25th. From 10 to 5 at the new library on 10 Dixon Avenue. It's a very exciting event. This event has been around for 95 years, and this will be the first one at the new library. It is a great pleasure to welcome the Friends of the Woodstock Library president, Michael Hunt, to tell us more about the event. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Joe Donahue. I so appreciate you. We're here live in the reading room, the local author's reading room. I'm looking out at Meads Mountain, Overlook Mountain, where everyone got their inspiration. I'm looking at a sign on the wall here. It says, here, minds dance in quiet rhythm. Ideas take flight, creating the future. And that's what we're all about here.
Well,
and that's what we're going to celebrate on Saturday.
Doesn't get better than that. It's really a hometown party. You're celebrating Woodstock as a center of the arts, the painting, the sculpture, the poetry, the music, the fiction, the nonfiction, the pottery, all of the arts for which Woodstock is known, and you get to celebrate it. And give us a sense of what people can expect on Saturday.
It's sort of like, you know, Stone Soup. We come in, we roll in, we just ask, and everybody gives. The highway department gives us a flatbed trailer for the stage. All the local restaurants donate food that we can sell, so we're making money for the library. The musicians donate their time. We got a great lineup of musicians. Oh, and all the businesses all over the land have given us 50-plus prizes for our raffle. I feel like everybody's going to be a winner. It's so incredible. We have a private screening at Tinker Street Cinema, a week on a lake in Maine, two tickets to the Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Schmigadoon. I mean, and people are going to walk out of here with gift cards and gift baskets. They're going to be listening to music all day. We're honoring some great people. I don't know. It's so much. I'm so excited for Saturday.
I know we've talked about this before, Michael, over the years, but
yes,
this is something that's, as I mentioned, the 95th anniversary. What do we know about the start of this event, of sort of its mission then, and how it has grown over the years?
1931, you know, depression. I think there's a little write-up in the New York Times. There's one thing happening upstate this weekend, and it's in Woodstock. And it was really like all hands on deck. We need to keep the library open all year round, and whatever we make at this fair, we'll do that. And these days, you know, we have this great library. We moved down to this beautiful location. It's everything the town has been asking for generations. And we exist solely as a wish fulfillment society, the Friends, to give everything that the taxpayers, you know, don't. And they ask, and we give, and everybody contributes to that by having this big party and celebrating, buying raffle tickets, buying our merch, the clothing tent. And then we have little extras to make it so, you know, we have like a ping pong parlor. We have indoor birding. We have this beautiful mural that local legend Will Thorneater, this great artist, he did this incredible dreamscape of Woodstock in the on the way to the children's section, and there are 19 different species of birds on it. So I think we're the only library everywhere that's gonna have indoor birding. You can take a card, and you can see how many birds you can identify.
That's very cool. When I worked in a library, we would occasionally leave the door open when they were emptying out the book return, and the birds would get in, and we would identify them. But that sounds different than this. That near sounds much more fun.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. But it is also about how this library, what a library does for a community, how it reflects the community, how it is the center of the community. And then, of course, there are the books themselves, which people get to enjoy as well.
I've been here all week watching people come in and out with books in their arms, you know, either bringing them back or getting freshies. And that's just the baseline of what we do. You know, I mean, they're like, we serve a very vulnerable population in so many ways. And now with this new green smart building, it's a safe place. You know, people can come here when when we can't breathe the air. You know,
right.
In this scary world of ours, this is a safe place to be.
So, and we just have a minute or two left, but tell me about the new building. This has been a work in progress for a long time. This is the first time you'll be having the book fair there. How exciting!
Yeah. It's bittersweet. It was heartbreaking to leave the village, but this library serves the town of Woodstock, and now it is almost in the geographic center of the town it serves, and it's giving us the space we've desired for so long. And it's a beautiful campus. I mean, we are going to, and for the first time, the library is going to be open on Saturday. So people who have not seen it themselves can come in and witness how magical this place is. And then on all over the campus, we're going to have music on one side and, you know, water slides and bounce houses for the kids. And we just everywhere you go, the food, the clothing, the raffle, everywhere you go outside, there's going to be something fun to do. Meet new people, say hi to old friends. And really just see for yourself, if you haven't been here yet, how wonderful this new place is.
And Michael has been very practical in the press materials. He has said that the building is going to be open, which is beneficial. Also, it's going to be beneficial because the bathrooms will be available. And that's great.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes.
It's a good selling point.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The
a lot of them. We have like six of them in here.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
The 95th Anniversary Library Fair is this Saturday. It's July 25th from 10 to 5. You can find out more at woodstock.org. Michael Hunt is the Friends of the Woodstock Library president. Michael, I applaud all you do. I thank you so much for being with us. It's an honor, as always, to talk to you.
Love you, Joe, and everybody up there. You guys do such great work every day.
Right back to you.
Appreciate it.
Be well. Thank you
be
very
well.
Much. We'll be back with comedian Paula Poundstone next on the Roundtable.